Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Today, we're talking about your forward momentum, and it's episode 185. Welcome to the starting round.
Hands up. It's the starting round on the Success Sensei podcast.
Your forward momentum. Momentum is a word we've used a lot on the starting round. As you know, the starting round comes at you every Monday, and the whole objective is to get you motivated for the week. To start off on a positive footing, it's too easy to be a slow burner and to start off sluggish on a Monday. And by the time you reach your momentum, it's at the end of the week. You want to get to your momentum and have forward momentum at the very, very start of the week. So how do you do it? Well, basically, you need to capitalize on any forward momentum that you do have. Not just forget about it and move on to something else, but actually capitalize on it. It doesn't even have to be your main area of interest or your main skill. If you even get a small victory, you should try to expand it into a larger victory by pursuing that opportunity. Sometimes in business, you set up a business to be a particular service or product, and then it gains momentum in a different direction. If you're not able to pivot and change, then you're not going to capitalize on that forward momentum. So it's exactly the same with your life. You are the product. You are the business. So you can absolutely pursue your interests, your skills. But if it takes you in a different direction, don't be afraid to go with that. Use whatever forward momentum you can muster up, because it's hard to get going. It's hard to get any momentum. At the end of the day, if you have forward momentum in one direction, even if it's not the direction that you want to go, you can reap the benefits and the rewards of that and then put them into the direction that you do want to go. So it's still worth pursuing it. Sweat your asset. That's another business term. So if you have something and it's doing well, sweat your asset. Maximize it. Get the most out of it. Really put it to work. Another way that you might generate forward momentum is sometimes you will have to advertise your victory and market it, and whether it's posting it, whether it's drawing attention. You mightn't be comfortable with attention. A lot of people aren't, surprisingly enough, including the ones who might appear to be comfortable, but they've realized that if people don't know about your small victories, if people don't know about the little bit of forward momentum you've gotten, then you know, the book might stop there and you mightn't generate any more forward momentum. Now, I give you an example. So Z-list celebrities, so not A-listers, Z-listers, people that go onto reality television specifically, and people that it's very, very easy to look down upon. And I think the majority of people do, and they think they're just fame hungry and they're just doing this for that sole reason. But the fact of the matter is, if they manage to generate any kind of momentum, fame, any little bit of fame can equal more opportunity. It can equal more money, money to follow your passion or to actually do what you want to do. So in and of itself, their dream or aspiration may not to become famous. It might just be to give them a leg up into the world that they actually want to go into. Now, I'm not justifying reality television. I'm not saying it's the way for you to go. I'm just saying it's a perfect example of that. There's a group of people who it's very easy to knock, but if you look at their motivation, it might actually make sense a hell of a lot more than, you know, what they're actually willing to do at the moment. It's generally to put, to get a little bit of forward momentum, whatever little bit of fame, especially if they're a Z-list celebrity, they're not at the top. So any little bit of fame can generate a little bit more opportunity, which ultimately generates a little bit more money, which ultimately you can put into what you want to do. If your children, by the way, show any kind of initiative or interest in any pursuit that you think could be positive for them, then definitely encourage it. Even if you know nothing about the subject, you learn about it to help them to do it. A lot of people think that my kids automatically, because of what I've done in the past, and I've been so heavily involved in martial arts and kickboxing and fighting and professionally fighting and competing in MMA, automatically people assume that that's what I'm going to push my children into. And it's absolutely not. I will certainly encourage them. They're in that environment when they're with me. They see it. They're going to grow up with that. But it's not something I'm going to push on them. If they choose a sport that I know absolutely nothing about, I will be very happy that they're following some type of a healthy pursuit, and I will encourage their forward momentum, even if it means I have to learn about a sport that I know absolutely nothing about. It's something that I will encourage, and you have to do that within yourself. If you're having small victories, don't be afraid to follow that path, because you can use that to capitalize and to catapult yourself into a different path. Motivation, by the way, is extremely hard to come by. You can try to manufacture it, you can try to manage it, it can work to some extent, but whenever you are motivated, go with it. When you're in that flow state, you know, that state where you're so highly motivated, you're so involved in what you're doing that you don't want to take a break from it. You have a fear of, you know, losing it, and then you won't be able to come back to it, and you won't get into that flow state. It could be writing, it could be playing sports, it could be doing absolutely everything, where you don't want to take a break, you forget to eat, you don't want to go to the toilet, you don't even want to go for a shower. That's how motivated you're, so locked into this that you are want to stay doing what you're doing for hours on end and not take a break because you're in that flow state. Now that's a very valuable state of motivation, and that's where you will absolutely find your forward momentum. So what I'm saying is, if you find yourself in that mental state, go with it. Stay on the course. Get the most out of that particular motivation that you can, because it is hard to generate again. It might be a long time before you reach that again. So absolutely go with it. When it subsides, look at your goals, look at your plans, make a plan, have a strategy as to how to capitalize on that last success, that last, you know, skill, that last thing that you've achieved, even if it's small. How to make a small one go into a medium one go into a large one, and actually use it. Instead, we all make the mistake of having a tiny little bit of success in one area and then hopping to a completely different area, or changing our mind, or going out thinking, you know, that's not what I wanted anyway, and going with it. And we lose that focus and we lose that forward momentum. I'm sure there's examples in your life of how you didn't capitalize on something that you could have, for fear of what other people would say, for fear of drawing unnecessary attention to yourself, for fear that, you know, it was you might have assumed that it would be look vulgar or be vulgar to advertise it, to market it, to, as I said, to draw attention. So you might have held back, and it's something that you can regret. So going forward, any bit of momentum, absolutely work on it, absolutely capitalize on it. Hopefully you'll see some glimmers of opportunity this week. I wish you all the best this week. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.